Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So throughout my childhood, I was pretty naive. Throughout my college years, medical school years, I just always thought that people are good. The average person is good, and you help them. And you be a good Samaritan. If they're lying out there on the street, you run over to help them. And, you know, when you go into the medical field, you always assume somebody's a victim of something, even if it's mental illness, even if it's upbringing, even if it's crime induced, that there's something that put that person there and you could be the one to help. So this naivety that I've had to overcome in terms of trusting people and balancing protecting myself, protecting my kids, protecting my family, has always been a challenge. And it's interesting because the other day I was asked by somebody that if there was a person who needed a ride, and they weren't a hitchhiker, but they were stranded and they needed a ride, would I give them a ride? Well, when I was younger, the answer would be, well, like, hell yeah, you know, they need help. Now it's like, oh, hell no. You know, I might call and get them help or, you know, or, but I would not let a random stranger in my car. Not because I just saw the whole Dahmer series and I didn't finish the Dahmer series. I'm almost done. Not because of that, but it's because the older I get, I realize that you have a lot of individuals out there that are mentally ill and want to hurt you. And I don't want to think that. I always want to think that the glass is half full. I think in general, we humans want to believe that if we're going to be at a store, if we're going to be on a subway platform, if we're going to be at a school, that we're not going to be in harm's way. We could breathe a sigh of relief and we have safe zones. And I keep bringing this up that the world is a jungle. I always say, oh, it's a jungle out there. They're not wrong. You know, in caveman days, you had to peek out your cave, make sure there wasn't like a stampede of, I don't know, buffalo or yaks or whatever the hell would be around the cavemen at the time, to make sure you wouldn't get hurt. You had to make sure you weren't going to get hunted by a lion or whatever else wanted to hunt you. Same thing with the water, you know, I don't want to get bit by a shark. And so when we're out in nature and we're out in the sea, we understand that we could be victims, we could be food, we could be hunted, we could be hurt. Yet all of a sudden we're running around New York City or the Las Vegas Strip or Chicago or a nice town, a nice neighborhood in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we hear that humans are getting attacked by other humans. And it really is the whole jungle landscape, except we have a lot of concrete around us. We have streets. We have asphalt. So when you see what's going on in New York City, which has a lot of concrete and asphalt, where another man has now died, another person has now died, being shoved in front of, I think it was the F train at the Jackson Heights Roosevelt Avenue station on 74th and Broadway. This was before 5 p.m. So this was as rush hour was starting. We're not talking about 2 a.m. crimes of people being at the wrong place at the wrong time. We are talking about people that are going to work, leaving work, getting home to their family, getting home to their families, and just being shoved in front of a moving train. Now, this also happened the day before, but luckily the person was able to get out, and bystanders helped him get out. And when I look at that, I look at the complexity of the issue where on one end, when you see somebody push somebody else onto a train track, you don't want to trust anybody. On the flip side, you want to help the victim. And so how do humans navigate this where they keep space between other individuals, but also put their lives on the line to help others? Thank God there were people that helped this guy, not the one who died, but the previous one from the previous day, get him up off the tracks, because it's deep. I don't know if you've ever been to New York City in the subway. It's deep. When you get pushed, it's an easy fall, but to try to get up and out before the train screeches and you don't have room, you can't like stand there. And I don't know if you remember one of the first Superman movies where the guy tried to like stand up against the wall as the train came and no, he got killed. There's not enough room. Thank God people helped. But the more these crimes happen, I think there was a homeless person that just randomly stabbed multiple people in Los Angeles, or was it Long Beach? The more we see these things happen, the less likely others are going to trust or be around other individuals. And my biggest fear as a human being is if I cry for help and I need help, people won't come because they're going to be scared for their lives. Whoever's hurting me could hurt them. Maybe I'm crazy and they think whoever's calling for help is trying to trap us. Remember, there would be these nefarious criminals who would put a lady in the middle of the street to make it look like she, you know, she got hit by a car. So somebody innocent would pull over, stop to help her, and then they would kill that guy and take his car. I hate those stories. Those stories are some of the worst, because you're doing good and your choice to do good is getting you killed. And it's the people who choose screw everybody else. They're the ones being safe. That just doesn't fit my upbringing. That doesn't fit my faith. But sadly, that's what we're being taught. If there's somebody running around and being erratic and coming up to you and asking for money or asking for food, now if you're on a New York subway train, you have to assume this person is going to push you in front of a train and kill you. And so you're going to try to get the hell away from him. You're not going to try to engage him. Well, I thought we wanted to be a society where we helped those in need. So we are learning with all the crime going on that we are in more danger engaging with other people than not. And if we thought COVID caused us to isolate, and we thought COVID caused us to be anti-people, COVID has nothing on all the crime that's happening. And it's going to take us really cracking down, increasing our police patrols, and fighting mental health to be able to get a grip on this. 1-877-DR-DALLY.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I teach you guys about the prostate, we talk about prostates being enlarged, prostate issues, sexual dysfunction. You guys moan and groan because you think that if you do get your prostates checked or you undergo treatment, it's going to be barbaric, it's going to be exhaustive, it's going to be painful, and there's a lot of new therapies out there that we want to introduce you guys to. So joining us next is Dr. Rahul Mihan, East Valley Urology Center of Arizona, I believe they're in Mesa, to talk to us about the symptoms of enlarged prostate and a non-surgical treatment to provide relief. Dr. Mihan, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Wow. Well, we are grateful for all you do. I have my father-in-law is in Arizona. You do a lot of great work. Talk to us about benign prostatic hyperplasia, how common BPH is, and what you're seeing.
Okay, the prostate. It is a small gland located right below the neck of the bladder and is part of the male reproductive system. The urethra, which carries urine from the bladder outside the body, runs right through the middle of the prostate gland. And a healthy prostate is approximately the shape and size of a walnut. But as men age, the prostate grows and becomes enlarged. And for some guys, in their 60s and 70s, it can be the size of a lemon. This is a very common process. It's not cancer. It's benign prostatic hyperplasia or an enlarged prostate. And this causes the prostate to press against the urethra, causing chronic and sometimes troublesome lower urinary tract symptoms that can severely affect the life of men. And these symptoms, you know, usually start out gradually. I have guys in their 50s that come in and they're like, you know, I'm just starting to wake up at night now to urinate, and that's new. Or they may have a weak or interrupted urinary stream. They can have a hard time starting and stopping. They're feeling like they have a sudden urge to urinate at times. They're running to the bathroom. They're not sure if they're emptying all the way. They're dribbling after they urinate. And they get to the point where they have the inability to go when they feel like they need to go, or have a lack of control over urination. It comes in all severities, from gradual, mild symptoms that first people experience in their 50s to severe symptoms. And by the age of 60, half of men are complaining of symptoms like these.
So true, so true. And, you know, treatments, we have TURP and we have medications, we have multiple treatments. Some of them, though, aren't very easily received and have side effects. Talk to us about some of the treatments we've been using up until now for this.
Yeah, and all these treatments work, but they do have, like you said, risks and benefits. And if treatment is needed, medications are available. They may not work for everyone. They require consistent lifelong use and can have undesirable side effects, including sexual dysfunction and dizziness. Surgery may be an effective option as well for patients who qualify, but this approach may include side effects like difficulty emptying the bladder, urinary leakage, and sexual dysfunction. For patients who prefer to avoid surgery or whom medications have proven insufficient, or maybe they don't even want to start them because of the potential side effects, we now have office-based procedures to treat men. And this has been like a renaissance in my field. It's transformed mm-hmm. what I've done. And I'm here today in collaboration with Boston Scientific to talk about one of those treatments that we do in the office called Resume Water Vapor Therapy.
That sounds amazing. See, water vapor therapy. Okay, that sounds benign. That sounds, all right, so guys, tune into this. Talk to us about what this is. I'm fascinated by it.
Okay, so I think of like the prostate as a donut, and it sits right around the urethra, right at the neck of the bladder, and it just blocks off the flow of urine. So how Resume works is the patient comes into my office, and again, this doesn't require general anesthesia. We do give some anesthesia, so that's not a really difficult process to go through. But what I do is I deploy steam or water vapor that goes between cells, like in the inside of that donut where the obstruction is. And I can target that steam in different areas. And that water vapor has energy, and that energy destroys prostate tissue that's pressing on the urethra. And over time, the body's natural healing response absorbs that treated tissue, shrinking the prostate. And with that extra tissue removed, the urethra opens, reducing symptoms of an enlarged prostate.
It's fascinating. There's so many things in science and in medicine that we could use that have been used in ancient times. You know, the power of water, the power of steam, the power of heat, the power of cold. And I love how Resume kind of brings that back. You know, even though we have all this fancy tech out there, it's actually, you know, coming down to the basics and using some basic physics. We're speaking to Dr. Rahul Mihan, East Valley Urology Center of Arizona, talking to us about Resume therapy and benign prostatic hyperplasia. You know, you say symptoms, you could pretty much within a few weeks notice improvement?
Yeah. You say 2 or 3 weeks that you're starting to see improvement, and it just depends how the body heals and as those that tissue has to be absorbed. And, you know, patients will continue to find improvement, and after 3 months, they're continuing to improve week by week. you know, there are side effects. You know, following the procedure, patients may experience side effects including painful or frequent urination, blood in the urine or semen, or an urgent need to urinate. But side effects are typically mild to moderate and resolve within a few weeks.
You know, one thing, you know, having a house full of men and having, you know, many of my patients male, they've seemed to be very, very frustrated that there's a lot of assumption that, oh, you know what, if women have to deal with mammograms and pap smears, you know, men can deal with their prostate, you know, come on, you know, buck up. But it is difficult for men. And a lot of men, you know, they really struggle with the fact that they have to keep an eye on it. They worry about prostate cancer. They worry about, even if they don't have cancer, benignly, they could be dealing with issues. And so I get asked often, what could they do for their prostate health? What could they do to be proactive?
Oh, great question. I would pay attention to your body. And if you're having symptoms that are bothersome or impactful, seek help. We have the technology and the treatment. Only 2% of men that have severe symptoms get treated. 98% of guys sit on the sidelines, too scared to go into the game because, again, all those side effects that traditionally have been there for the procedures that we've known about, but with these new technology, with this renaissance, we can get more people playing the game, get involved, you know, and mm-hmm. get treated and improve their quality of life. And it's been fantastic. That's why I'm here today. I want to demystify this. I want to bring mm-hmm. awareness to this. And if you're suffering, seek help.
Robert is asking if there's any truth to the studies on masturbating and frequent sex in terms of prevention of prostate cancer, BPH, or enhancing it.
Oh, great question. And, you know, the prostate is a sex gland. It makes the fluid that carries and nourishes sperm. Most of the fluid that comes out is from the prostate, and I tell patients to use your prostate. As you get older, you know, do so responsibly, but it can help. Good prostate health involves using your prostate, and there are studies indicating that people who have sex more often and ejaculate more often may have less risk of prostate cancer down the road. All great questions. I would encourage you to seek advice from your urologist, mm-hmm. and if you're suffering from any of these symptoms, go find a urologist and you know, one of the best ways to learn more about Resume and to take a good look at where you stand is to go to their website. And there's a quiz on there where you can fill out and put in your own symptoms and see how bad to quantify those symptoms and kind of see where you stand. So
Absolutely.
Those are kind of my suggestions.
Mm-hmm. In the last minute, anything else you'd like to share with my listeners, with Dr. Miha?
Yeah. So, again, this is a common issue. You're not alone. And if you have somebody in your life that you love that's suffering from this, help them, guide them, take them by their hand and make an appointment. And we can truly transform and change men's life. And men's health is often overlooked. We need to talk about this much more often. Prostate health is so important to everybody. And excited that you're doing this today, and we have this talk, and I encourage you to have some more discussions on this topic and to really, really get out there and help mm-hmm. help men. We need it.
Absolutely. Resume.com, www.rezum.com. Dr. Mihan, can't wait to have you back. This was very, very educational. You're great, and can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much for all you do.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is condemning Russian missile strikes that hit residential buildings in Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv and other cities. In a statement, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the United States and its allies will continue to provide Ukraine with what it needs to defend itself. Dozens of individuals are speaking at Daryl Brooks' sentencing on Tuesday, after he was convicted of driving his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last year. Speaking at the sentencing hearing is Bill Mitchell, a victim of the attack.
I turned around and saw a headlight, and then I was hit. I didn't see the driver, and I didn't see the type of vehicle. I flew over the hood and ended up on the ground with 8 broken ribs, bruised lung, fractured hand, finger, and my face was slashed open in several places, requiring stitches.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so some of you guys watched Game of Thrones and you haven't yet watched House of the Dragon. I urge you to do. House of the Dragon is a pretty damn good prequel. They're doing a fantastic job. They did a much better job with House of the Dragon than Rings of Power with the Lord of the Rings series. So I am a fan of the show. I am not a fan of the sort of content they try to bring up to shock you. And you can expect with any Game of Thrones or House of the Dragon that if there is a topic that is sexual or violent, it's going to come up. You know, whether it's castration, whether it's beheading, whether it's sexual fetishes, whether it's incest, it's going to come up. And so in Sundays, a couple days ago, House of the Dragon episode, there was a scene where Lyra Strong
and Allison Hightower were talking, and she starts removing her stockings, and she gets barefoot. And you're like, okay, why is she taking off her socks and shoes? Why is she, you know, I mean, I got barefoot all the time. I'm running around the house barefoot, but she obviously was running around the castle with shoes. But for him, took off the socks and shoes. Then she just wiggled her feet a little bit while she's talking. Then she turns to the side, and there's a scene that ensues where Lyris or Lyris or however you pronounce the name decides to pleasure himself looking at the feet. So all of a sudden, all over social media, people are like, okay, wait a second, I can handle the incest, but I can't handle the foot fetish. And then people are looking at foot fetishes and asking, why feet? Why? So fetishes are something that, for those of us who are kind of sexually naive, there's, I guess, a whole world of them. And, you know, to me, all I need is to see a Viggo Mortensen movie or a picture of Michael Fassbender. I'm good. I don't, you know, need anything special. You can even just say Viggo, and I'm ready to go. I'm fine. I don't really need a lot of help. Yet there are many, many individuals who either require or they fancy a particular object or activity in order to be sexually gratified or turned on. And so fetishes have taken on a negative connotation. And a lot of health professionals want to mitigate the negative stereotype because some people are just very, very into leather. They're into whips. They're into breasts. They're into feet. They're into teddy bears. They're into slippers. There are some people that are just what they're into. Doesn't necessarily have to be a negative stereotype. So having a fetish versus a sexual attraction, the difference is you can find something sexually attractive, but you don't necessarily need it to start the act or complete the act. A fetish may mean this is something you either need or you desire. Some people will use the term fetish and equate it to an obsession. I think that's a little different. I think some people could have fetishes with certain things and not necessarily be obsessed with them. Although a teddy bear, to me, I don't know. That I can't reconcile. I just don't understand why a teddy bear. That starts to make you wonder if there's something about their youth, if there's something about kids. You know, I might think would warrant, you know, some sort of a discussion with the person. But in terms of feet, apparently, feet fetishes are some of the most common fetishes out there. And so people have asked, why are feet attractive? Why are feet so popular? Now, Dr. Justin Lehmiller, I believe he's a psychologist or psychiatrist. He wrote a book, Tell Me What You Want. And he states that 1 in 7 have reported to having a foot-related sexual activity. He believes, though, for it to be, though, a true foot fetish, there's fewer. It's not as common as 1 in 7. But, you know, fetishes out there, if I could just kind of review. I mean, some people, they're attracted to feet. Armpits are apparently a biggie. Some people are really, really attracted to the armpit of somebody. They need the armpit. They need to see the armpit. Shoes, ties, underwear could be. People could be fetished with underwear. Pantyhose, piercings, tattoos, hair, certain hair or hair distribution or shaving styles could be a fetish. Ears, watching others, voyeurism could be a fetish. Urine, some people use urine as a fetish. Some people use poop, excrement. Leather, whips, paddles, ropes, gagging, toys, including teddy bears. Now, FutureMethod.com reviewed a study that looked at a map of the United States and how, depending on the Google Trends search data, they could see which state had what kind of a fetish. So Nevada apparently was strong in armpits. Latex was big in Arizona. Chastity belts, New Mexico, whipping, Texas, piercing, Florida suits, Tennessee suits, I guess, balloons. Balloons was a fetish in Pennsylvania. I don't know why a balloon is sexual. I mean, I can't explain it. Maybe you guys know. I can't explain it, but balloons were apparently found to be very sexually provocative. Group sex for Iowa. Edge play in Minnesota. Sadism, Montana, gagging, Washington. Used underwear was huge in Oregon. Used underwear. So what is it about the feet? So I looked this up. I looked it up. You know, why are feet considered sexual? I mean, I just saw Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring was on, and you see a hobbit's foot, and you're like, I can't imagine any hobbit having a foot fetish, which is probably why they didn't have that in the Rings of Power. They'll have it in the House of the Dragon, but when you're looking at, you know, Lord of the Rings, maybe an elf would have a good-looking foot, but the hobbits didn't have good-looking feet. But some look at the foot as the toes are long, they're shaped, they're elongated, so maybe with the foot, the toes are phallic. Some people look at, well, the feet are the lowest part of the body, and so you using the feet or dominating the feet for your sexual focus is allowing you to exhibit dominance, maybe because the feet are so low on the person. Feet are known to be dirty. We're not supposed to touch the feet. We're not supposed to lick feet. Feet are dirty. And so some people might feel that their behavior with a foot is misbehaving. So the touching of the feet and the being involved with the foot is another way to misbehave. Some people, they look at feet as it's a societal accepted body part that you could objectify. So you can't look and stare at a woman's boobies. A woman shouldn't be sitting there staring at a man's groin. But if you're at work and there's somebody in sandals, you could look at their feet and not necessarily be accused of a Title IX or a sexual harassment. You're looking at their feet. Now you start to do something like they did in the House of Dragons. You start to have a self-session. Yeah, you probably will get fired. But people can look at one's feet, and not have that same creepy sort of accusation as if they looked at somebody's breasts or genitalia. The other thing, too, is people will objectify their feet with their toe rings and anklets and their nail art. So people like to, you know, have people focus on the feet. So I don't know, but that's, you know, apparently feet fetishes are big. I hope I taught you guys something. Not for me, though. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So here we are in October, and I know the year came by fast, but we are in Medicare enrollment program, annual election period. And many of you do have questions about Medicare, Medicare Advantage, prescription drug plans, who qualifies. So joining us next is Caroline Coates, Regional Market President of South Florida Senior Products Humana, to talk to us about Medicare and how you could qualify. Caroline, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. Great to be here.
Wow. And you know, it's fascinating to know that I think a lot of people with disabilities qualify, but they don't realize they do. How does one, you know, find out if they can qualify for Medicare?
Yeah, there's so much about Medicare and Medicare Advantage coverage that is unknown. the best, simplest way really is to go to Medicare.gov, and you can get some information there. Specific to a Medicare Advantage plan, I represent Humana, and easy way there is Humana.com, and there are numbers there to talk to licensed agents to help guide through anyone's particular situation and confirm coverage and eligibility.
Absolutely. So this week starts the annual election period. Talk to us about how it runs and how that works.
Yes, and thanks for calling that out, because it is an important time of year, and time goes by fast, and before we know it, it's getting close to the end. So every year, the annual election period starts October 15th and goes through December 7th, and that is hence the inundation of commercials and advertising that many of us see on all the Medicare Advantage plans. So it's an opportunity to learn, educate yourself on what's out there, and make an enrollment decision, whether you're staying with the same plan or perhaps a benefit change or enrolling in a new plan. But the time to do that is between October 15th and December 7th for all Medicare-eligible enrollees each year.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because with COVID, they had extended it temporarily to January. And I think people need to kind of realize for now, the cutoff is back to December, correct?
That is correct. It's through December 7th. Yes, yeah, sometimes if there is an event or pandemic, there may be what they call a special election period that extends it. But we are back on from October 15th to December 7th.
So are there seniors, individuals over 65, that miss it and that don't get coverage? Do we see a large percentage, or do most people, sign up?
It's a great question, and the number of people who sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan varies by geography, varies by region. We call it a Medicare Advantage penetration rate, if you will. If you don't sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan and you are 65 or you're eligible for Medicare because of a disability, you will be covered through Original Medicare. That is not through a private health insurance
right.
plan. That is through Original Medicare, which is more the basics. We call it Part A and Part B. So it's really your basic hospital coverage, physician/medical coverage. Anything in addition, like including prescriptions or supplemental benefits, are not covered and we need to be purchased separately. So you would be covered on that worst case scenario. If you opt for a Medicare Advantage plan, it covers the A and the B plus a bunch of other stuff, so we call it C, Part C.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we as physicians, we always recommend, well, I can't speak for all, but for me, I always recommend that people get a Medicare Advantage plan. What do you, Caroline, suggest that people do in order to help choose one? What should they keep in mind?
Yeah, and another great question, because we understand it's complex and there's a lot of information coming your way. First, understand your own needs, right? What's important to you? And then as you look at the plans, Medicare.gov is a great first place to go. It represents all of the Medicare Advantage plans, and we all get a star rating. And the star rating is issued by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, known as CMS, where the Medicare Advantage plans are ranked annually. And it's on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 stars represent excellent performance. And all of this feedback is based off of experience of consumers who are currently enrolled in Medicare Advantage plans. So they're using it, and they're providing their feedback. And then CMS takes those results, and we all get a star rating. So it's a great place to start on that Medicare.gov site. I'm proud to say that 96% of Humana's Medicare Advantage members today are enrolled in a plan that has at least a 4-star rating, 4 or 4.5. So it's a good place to start. And then when you're looking at the different plans, I kind of tell my own parents and my own family members to simplify it. Think of the 3 C's. I think of cost, coverage, and convenience. And so cost is clearly mm-hmm. important. What are your copays? What's your monthly premium? Humana offers a lot of $0 premiums on plans and $0 copays for Tier 1 medications that might help mitigate that cost. And coverage, you might have a particular physician or hospital or provider you really want to make sure is in your network. And convenience, and this is where the Medicare Advantage and all the supplemental stuff really comes into play, because there's exciting stuff that you could potentially leave a lot of money on the table. There's mm-hmm. benefits around transportation. There's Visa-like spending account cards with money you can use at grocery stores, or you can even use it to go toward your utilities, apply to dental, vision, hearing, all these other things that happen to us in our life when we're not in a physician's office.
And, you know, hearing aids now are going to be available over the counter, but they're still going to be expensive. Will they be able to use Medicare to pay for these over-the-counter hearing aids, would you know, or the Advantage plan for that?
They absolutely will. So to make it simple, this year we've consolidated a couple cards, and we're implementing it. It's called the Humana Spending Account Card, and it includes three allowances depending on your plan and location. So there's a Healthy Options Allowance that has offers up to $3,300 a year for day-to-day living and different things that kind of helps mitigate that cost. Then there's a new Flex Allowance that gives members on certain plans anywhere from $250 to $2,500 a year to use on out-of-pocket costs for things like dental, vision, and hearing services. So you can use those dollars to go toward that hearing aid. And then there's also over-the-counter allowances, and hearing aid dollars for hearing aids are included in that. So those amounts will vary a little bit by plan and location, but a lot of dollars out there on cards that you don't have to have a prescription for that you can use toward those hearing aid devices or other services.
Fantastic. We're speaking to Carolyn Coates, Regional of South Florida Senior Products, Humana. So Humana Medicare Advantage plans, how do they differ from others? What's unique?
Yeah, I'm excited this year because I think we're a little more unique in some different services. We spent a lot of time listening to our members and what's important because it is confusing and there's a lot out there. One thing that came back consistently as a number one priority is dental. And some people might not always think of that with a Medicare Advantage health insurance plan. But we listened and we heard and put a lot of investment into our dental benefits. I think that really stands out. A lot of different affordable type options. I mentioned the $0 premiums and $0 copays for Tier 1 medications. Really excited to see on many of our plans some money, true money back in your pocket, where we refund part or all of your Part B premium. And the Part B premium this year is a little over $164. So we will refund part or all of that on some of the plans every month. So there's money back in the pocket to help mitigate some of the financial pressures that we all have. Nice. The spending account card that I mentioned, social support for members experiencing loneliness. We're working with a plan or a vendor called Papa Pals, where they address social needs and they work with college students to actually match your needs and will provide light housekeeping or transportation or even just respite, right? So I actually had a Papa Pal help stay with my father-in-law last year after surgery because my mother-in-law was scared to leave him alone and just kind of gave company and, you know, they played a game together. And those types of services stand out, I believe, on the Humana Medicare Advantage plan.
I love it. How can my listeners find more information?
Globally, big picture, Medicare.gov, that's where you're going to find your star ratings that I mentioned, and that's where there'll be links to all the different Medicare Advantage plans specific to Humana, Humana.com. And once you're on that site, there are phone numbers to schedule a one-on-one with a licensed sales agent. It's easier to talk to them.
We love it. Carolyn Coates, thank you for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.